feel like I need to stand up.
I was going to say. Right.
Well, 10 hut and at attention and a happy Wednesday to all Hank fans and family that celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Thank you. Come on. Let's go.
America.
Texas. Eighth day of the 10th month of 2025. 281 in, 84 left to go. 23 until Halloween. Boy, it does not feel like that. Weird. 27 until daylight saving time ends. Columbus Day on Monday. Do you have the tree up? Not yet?
I don't.
Get it popping.
Sorry.
Come on. Today, otherwise known as Emergency Nurses Day. We salute all those.
We like those.
Nurses. Bless you.
Closer to blood and guts than I care to guess.
Hey now. Mm. It's National Salmon Day.
Salmon.
It's a safe bet every time in the fish world. Salmon.
You like the salmon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the salmon's good.
You're grimacing while saying that. I don't know.
Some are not. Some are like, is this supposed to be tuna? I don't know what this is. It is National Pierogi Day. I don't know if I've ever had a pierogi.
I've had them before. They're like it's like the dough and then the potato stuff inside.
Is it a dumpling?
No.
Is it just another version of a dumpling?
No, it's kind of like
a theory
gnocchi something.
62% of all foods are basically just forms of dumpling and or sandwich. International Octopus Day. National Fluffer Nutter Day. That's like a little treat, isn't it?
Is that like the marshmallow with the peanut butter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It is National Hero Day.
Amen. Another variety of a sandwich. You may be onto something.
It is National Mall Walking Day, because after you've eaten all the previous things we talked about, you at least better do something.
I think this is, I think that's to counter Amazon Prime Day.
And then it is National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work or School Day.
I mean, that should be any day that ends in Y.
Bring that. Brought Howie. He doesn't squeak.
I mean, we have a bucket.
On this date in history, 1871, the Great Chicago Fire ignited when Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over a lantern. Like 100,000 people just left homeless on that thing.
Not a hot time.
Chicago. Boy, fires used to be a really big thing back in the day. Still are, but still. 1906, Carl Nessler introduced the perm hairstyle.
Oh, the permanent wave.
Would you have guessed it was introduced by a guy named Carl?
I don't know.
And in 1906.
Well, and all the kids today.
He was letting his soul glow back in the day.
I know. They've got the cauliflower on top. These broccoli kids.
On this date in 2013, Bruce and Kris Jenner separate after 22 years of marriage.
They were so close.
On this date in 2023. On the other side of the matrimonial coin, 26, this is an odd, ironic note, 26 couples on this date in 2023 tied the knot before the Chicago Marathon.
Oh.
They got married and then they ran the marathon.
You and Elle should do that. Wouldn't that be so fun?
I think marriage is a long enough race as it is.
I was going to say, there's lots to run from.
Happy birthdays, by the way. Dolly's singing now. We got Dolly news on the way and not necessarily coming up at 6:40. But our birthday cakes for Wednesday, the kid from Two and a Half Men, who that's how he will always be known, but he's rich from it, so Angus T. Jones is probably okay. And he's 32 today, the kid from Two and a Half Men.
So many layers to that.
And Bruno Mars is 40 today. Nick Cannon is 45. And already a great grandfather.
I was going to say, can we get him out of the gene pool? Is that possible?
I don't know why that's happening. The Miz, Mike Mizanin, is 45, and he's awesome!
It's not a belt.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
That's your best friend, isn't it?
He is.
The Miz. There he is. I'd like to meet him. Matt Damon is 55 today. Oh, I wonder if Ben's celebrating.
I don't know. The Miz is nice. I've never met Matt Damon.
Daryl Hammond of SNL fame is 70. Cool of Cool and the Gang. Robert Bell is his name, but it's much cooler to be called Cool with a K. 75 today. Sigourney Weaver, 76. He's Chevy Chase, and you're not. He's 82 today. Reverend Jesse Jackson, 84.
Amen.
Crocodile Dundee's Paul Hogan is 86 today. And a happy birthday to the dulcet tones and the golden-throated, you hear them on weekends here, one John Driggs.
Oh!
Happy birthday, John Driggs. It's not how he sounds.